It may be only the 10th day of the new year, but filing deadlines are approaching and fundraising is taking place, all in anticipation of the 2013 Buffalo mayoral race. And with that in mind, we turn this morning to Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Jay.
Well, Bob, it seems, of course, certain that the mayor will seek a third term. But before we get to him, let's discuss a story you had earlier this week. A Republican, a man by the name of Sergio Rodriguez, said he has interest in running as a Republican. What can you tell us about Mr. Rodriguez?
Well, we don't know a lot about him, except that he did run for the Niagara Council in 2007 as a Republican. And he's kind of an important figure in the community here these days. He's a native of the Dominican Republic and has earned a master's degree from Medea College and works at Medea College. He's also a five-year veteran of the Marine Corps. So he brings some credentials to the table. But mostly the credential that he brings, I think, is that he's interested in running as a Republican for mayor when that hasn't been anything that's even been on the top of the priority list for local Republicans in recent years.
I guess it is noteworthy, Mr. Rodriguez, Dominican, a minority, obviously, and a Republican. That's a rare combination. But maybe let's get into that idea that about the Republicans in Buffalo. There hasn't been a Republican mayor since 1961. And usually when a Republican does run against an incumbent, it's not pretty. Is there any consolation value in losing as a landslide? Not to dismiss his candidacy this early on, but if he's going to go through the process, that's most certainly a possibility.
Well, it's the big question. And, you know, Republican leaders have been stymied because they really can't find people who want to go out there and spend their summer and fall knocking on doors and campaigning and raising money only to get clobbered on Election Day. And so this has been the problem in heavily Democratic Buffalo. And so as a result, we've seen the party kind of discourage any kind of contest in the city, with the idea being if there is less of a turnout in a Democratic city, maybe our countywide Republican candidates would have a better chance on Election Day if you don't get that big concentration of Democrats in the city. So, I mean, Republicans don't want to talk about that, and it's not something that, they're, I think, consciously promoting. But, you know, if they don't get a candidate in the city, well, then they say, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So.
And, of course, what the sheriff's office is up this fall as well, right?
As is controller again, because that was a special election for controller last year.
Okay, yeah. So that is most certainly a consideration.
Absolutely.
In all this.
As is legislature seats, and, there's only a one seat majority for the Dems, and so the Repubs think they might have a real good shot there, too.
Okay. Now, there are also some filing deadlines approaching, and fundraising is going on right now, as a matter of fact. We understand the mayor has been busy in just recent days. What is he up to?
Well, you're right. He had a fundraiser down in Albany at the Fort Orange Club the night before last. He was there yesterday for the State of the State. He's coming back here today, and we'll have a fundraiser at Pettibone's Grill, as we noted in our Politics Now blog a few days ago. And that's expected to be a very successful endeavor for him. And fundraising has been very successful for him all the way along. He has more than $1 million in his campaign kitty, Jay, and that's designed to do exactly what it has been doing, and that's to scare off potential opponents.
There is one name, though, floating out there in terms of Democrats, right, that we've heard a little bit about. Maybe could you just enlighten us on that?
Sure is. Bernie Tolbert, who is well-known in the community, a former special agent in charge of the Buffalo office of the FBI and also former head of security for the NBA and down in New York. So he has come back to Buffalo. He's been talking with people about it. He knows it's a uphill endeavor for him also. But, as recently as last week, he was indicating he's still interested and says that he will make a decision soon.
Okay. All right. Now, get back to the mayor being down in Albany and doing a fundraiser there, because there is kind of a complicated relationship between Albany and Erie County Democrats, right? I mean, the governor has basically tried to push new leadership into Erie County Democratic politics here because of the divisive relationship basically between City Hall and the Erie County Party leadership.
Right.
Kind of looking at that, I mean, would the governor be all that opposed to perhaps a different Democrat running things from City Hall?
I think there's a very solid relationship between the second floor of City Hall and the second floor of the state capitol. I think that if there was a chance change to be made, the political operatives surrounding the governor would prefer that that happen in Democratic headquarters. That's what they tried to do during the last chairmanship fight, and they weren't successful at it with Jeremy Zellner and an ally of former chairman Len Lenihan acceding to the chairman's post. But, you know, there just is not any relationship between the governor's office and Democratic headquarters in Erie County, which is very strange and kind of a weird situation. But that's the way it is right now. And but we'll see what happens. Jeremy Zellner, the new chairman, is kind of anxious to repair some of those broken relationships. And there has even been an indication that he would be willing to endorse Mayor Brown for a third term. But we'll see what happens.
And, of course, the governor is extremely popular right now. If he were, and you indicated that if he were to back Mayor Brown, that would be obviously a huge boost for the mayor's a bid for a third term.
Yes, it would.
All right, Bob McCarthy, as always, we appreciate your time and look forward to talking to you down the road.
Good to be with you, Jay.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy with us again this morning, talking politics here on 88.7 FM WBFO. Good morning to you. The time is 7:40.